interest for the benefit of the audience and Commissioner Fallahy. We have an opinion that indicates that because all of us are appointed because of specific relationships, nursing home, provider, insurer, we all have inherent conflicts. Those do not have to be disclosed. The disclosure of conflicts has to do with the question of whether there is a specific conflict on items that we will take up today. And I don't know, Joe, if you know to say any more about conflicts before we before I ask if anyone has specific conflicts.
No, but Mr. Fallahy and I did review this conflict opinion together before today.
Great.
So he has a copy of it. And he's aware of it.
Thank you so much. All right. With that background, then, I'd like to hear any declarations of conflicts.
Mr. Chairman, might as well start out with a potential conflict of interest in full disclosure. There was a potential conflict of interest that Mr. Pochin and I discussed. I sent him an extensive email with the facts regarding the potential conflict of interest, and we talked about it over the phone and exchanged emails. And my understanding, and I'll defer to Mr. Pochin, obviously, is that based on the facts, there is no conflict, and I can discuss it. It's the specific incident with the MRI proposal to convert a mobile to a fixed, and that was the one that was the questionable conflict of interest. And
excuse me, there are two. There are two mobile to fixed. Which one was the conflict?
The one regarding the 20,000 procedures in the ER.
Okay, thank you.
So my understanding is that if an item like that comes up and it is applicable statewide rather than to just your facility, it is something that we have to think about and be concerned about, but it is not by the definitions that we have a conflict of interest.
That's correct, and that's what I communicated to Mr. Pochin, and that's what we discussed.
And that was my opinion, that it was a general applicability rule, and therefore there was no conflict.
Thank you. One other thing, just as a matter of procedure, and I've been violating it myself, but for purposes of the record, we should say who is speaking when we speak. So this is Commissioner Goldman. Any other declarations of conflicts or discussion of conflicts? Hearing none, let's proceed to review of the minutes.